You know, the other day they found some kind of a dinosaur tooth up here around, I guess you all heard about it, up here at Niagara Falls. Said it weighed 6 pounds. I thought they were going to say it come out of a man, but I think they finally defined it as some kind of a prehistoric animal. Those animals probably lived one time on the earth. Where are they now? Do you know God Almighty could command dinosaurs to come up on this earth in the next hour? They'd be 40 miles deep.
Amen.
You know God could destroy this world with fleas? He could call for fleas. Where do they go when they die? What happens to the housefly? What happens to the grasshopper? Wintertime comes and goes 40 below zero. They go out the next spring, grasshoppers all over everywhere. Where did they come from? He's a creator that speaks it into existence.
Hallelujah.
He's God. Nature obeys His word. Where many of our brethren gets excited, they get impressed that God says do a certain thing, and they say it's thus saith the Lord when it isn't. That's the reason it don't happen. But when it's God really telling it, it's got to happen. It's got to be that way. When God speaks it, it has to be. Greater is He that was in Moses than he that was in Egypt. Greater is He that was in Moses than anything Pharaoh could do. All of his enchantments. Greater was He that was in Moses than He that was in the magicians. See? Greater was He that was in Moses than all nature. Greater He that was in Daniel was greater than the lions. He could stop them hungry lions. So anything you can stop anything is greater than what He stopped. So the lions rushed out hungry to eat Daniel, and greater was He that was in Daniel than he that was in the lion. Now when the lion was first created, he was a friend of man. It's the devil that makes him do that. That's right. In the millennium, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock and shall lay down with the bullock. They'll not hurt or destroy in a millennium. The devil will be gone. It's the devil that makes wild beasts tear and rip and eat and things like that the way they do. It's Satan that does that.